The Racing Pulse Thursday Trial Show with Racing.com's Matt Welsh.
And it's always great to have a chat to Matty Welsh, who is the Wizard of the Trials. How are you, Matty?
Very well, Michael. How are you?
Gee, you've been busy because 24 trials on Monday. Was that right?
There were plenty of trials out at Cranbourne on a heavy track, and I suppose as the good horses have now well and truly gone away from the autumn carnival. We've got a range of horses who are ramping up winter campaigns, both wet track specialists and a few synthetic track specialists as well. So sort of a changing of the seasons, but there's always a winner to be had.
We need to find those synthetic specialists, because that's what we're going to be racing on in the next couple of months as well. Hey, we are pushed for time, Matty, and I want to spend a bit of time with your selections today. So why don't you run through who you think the black bookers are from Cranbourne?
No worries. Well, heat one was the strongest heat of the morning, Michael. It was taken out by Storm Boss for Ray Basenko. I thought he trialled extremely well for a benchmark 58 galloper, so he goes into the black book. Parwin Prince back in third. He's a handy stay with Jade DeRose. He went nicely. And then one who absolutely loved the synthetic last season was Clear Signal. He dominated the Geelong synthetic, which, of course, is now closed. But if he can transfer that form onto the Ballarat or Pakenham synthetics over the winter months, he looks to be back in tremendous order for Danny O'Brien, a new stable there for Clear Signal. So can follow both Storm Boss and Clear Signal out of heat one. Heat three, this was the standout performer of the morning, a two-year-old gelding trained by Matt Laurie, who, of course, recently sold his one of his two-year-old geldings, Prince of Sussex, for $1.75 million. But Tulevic Pro, outstanding trial in heat three, bounced straight to the front from a wider draw, and he wasn't touched in winning the heat. It was good time for the morning, so he looks a really promising two-year-old, and keen to follow him from the Matt Laurie yard. Heat 10, one for Robbie Griffiths here. Three-year-old gelding called RD. Simply didn't come up last preparation, but is a synthetic track winner in the past. Liked the way he trialled in heat 10, so can certainly follow him. Out of heat 12, we've got a couple to follow here. I thought Al Gaydon missed the winner. Simply outstanding. She won all three runs that she had over the summer period. Sat on speed, cleared out to win this heat narrowly, and wasn't touched in doing so. And back in third is another horse that I really liked her jump out some trials last campaign. She performed well subsequently, and that's the David Bright Oak trained Feared Eyes. So can follow both of those three-year-old fillies out of heat 12. I think they'll do some damage over the winter months. And then finally, out of heat 16, five-year-old Son of Redwood called Romancer. This horse started his career in New Zealand. He came out to Australia. He had, I think, 12 runs at his first campaign, including winning the Donald Cup, but sort of mixed his form a bit. He was outstanding in heat 16 over 990 metres. He bounced straight to the front. He wasn't touched in winning. Just looked outstanding in both his action and his coat. So I think the Redwood breed can take a while to come to hand. I think Romance with a Penny might have finally dropped, and we could see the best of him this campaign. So plenty to follow from Cranbourne on Monday.
Gee whiz, a lot to fill the black book. We'll be putting those up on the RSN website, and it sounds like that Tulevic Pro is one that we've got to have a massive asterisk next to anywhere we see it entered. And that leads us to your selections, and gee, you've been in good form recently as well. And I love it when you come up with a few Thursday specials, which is the case today.
Yeah, straight to Seymour today and then Pakenham tonight. We'll kick off in race five. I'm keen to back two horses in this race, both first up. But I think we've got $5 or thereabouts about Dream Waker and $7.50 about Annie Street, the toppy. I'll be backing them both. Annie Street has had two trials at Cranbourne, or two jump outs at Cranbourne. She was excellent up on speed in a jump out on the 15th of April, and then most recently on April 29 she had a very soft time in behind the speed, finished midfield. I think she's in tremendous order ahead of this campaign. She will bounce somewhere near the speed from gate three. She shouldn't be too far away from them, and over the 1200 metres first up, I think she'll be hard to beat. I think the danger is Dream Waker. Not too worried about the wide draw there at Seymour. It's come up a soft track. I think they'll get off the fence as the day goes on. Her Tatura trial was absolutely outstanding back on April 17. Her peak performance in her seven-start career came at Seymour, albeit over 1,400 metres, but it was an extremely good win back on November 26. So keen to back both Annie Street and Dream Waker in the fifth.
And we can do that because Annie Street's an $8 chance and Dreammakers a $5 selection there as well. And you like another one a little later on the program in race 8, Think Positive.
Yeah, he's a four-year-old gelding trained by John and Chris Ledger, who's taken a bit of time. He's always shown a bit of ability at the trials and jump outs. Only had the one run in the spring. Clearly didn't come up. He was beaten a long way in a class one at Geelong. But going back to February last year, he won a very good maiden at Bendigo, beating a couple of handy horses there, and that race rated very well. He then went to an Autumn Classic, and if you go back and roll the tape, he probably should have finished second behind Valiant Spirit. He ended up finishing seventh, but never got a crack at them. He resumes here on the back of a Tatura trial on April 17, and a very nice jump out at Wangaratta on the 26th of April. Lack of opposition for him. He's going to be better as he gets up over further this campaign. But I think the 1,300 metres is a lovely kick-off point for him. So he's around $5. I think he's a good each-way bet there. Race 8, number 1, Think Positive.
And tonight at Pakenham, you like a first starter, and the money's already come for it from the Lindsay Park team. Yulong November in race 4, 350 into 230.
Yeah, I think probably wait to get on now. The price has gone off a bit in the early shoppers, and generally these horses sort of balance up in terms of price a bit later on. This is the best bet of the day for mine. I'm going to back Yulong November. Two outstanding trial at Tatura. Very good jump out on speed at Wangaratta as well. Gate 11, not too worried about that. They have a decent run down the back straight on the Pakenham Synthetic before they turn, and they're going to have southerly winds at their back tonight. So I don't think the wide draw is an issue. He should cross, settle outside the leader. All things being equal, he's the horse to beat. At a big cross, I'll also just be having a little something on strike and a nerve, number 10. She's always shown a little bit of ability at the jump outs, and she actually went around in a class one, a very strong class one at Sale Monday week ago, and was far from disgraced there. So back to maiden grade from gate two, I think she can settle leaders back and be in the finish. But probably the race I'm keenest on today, backing race 4, number 6, Yulong November, and something on number 10, Strike Nerve at Pakenham tonight.
Good on you, Maddie.
Thanks, Michael.